Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening. This is Selena Oliveira, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello there, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of Spirit Street Talk Radio. This month we're doing Music Month in Rhema Remnant Radio. And tonight we have in our studio a very, very, very dynamic duo named Sister, consisting of Tiffany and Farah Dow. Hi, Tiffany and Farah.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
I'm very excited. I've known these two for, we discovered while on the phone, a little over 10 years now. It's been a long time. They are outstanding, and you'll see as we go through this interview. What were we going to say?
No, I was just saying time just flies by. It doesn't seem like it's been that long that we've known each other.
Yeah, and I think the first, and we'll probably talk about more about these type of things, but I think the first ministry performance that we did, but correct me if I'm wrong, it was at Elton High with River Rock Church. They had an event.
Yes, I think that was it, yep.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Okay, so let's go right into the interview. Who is Sister, and how did you guys get started?
Well, Sister's a ministry of song and praise, and yes, we are actually biological sisters. We don't really classify our sound. It's kind of like a blend of rock, pop, and soul. Our vision is to help tear down the walls of race, denomination, and genre within the Christian music industry. Music that transcends genres. So,
Go ahead.
We actually started our ministry in 2001. We've been singing in church all of our lives, but our ministry actually started in 2001. I think our first engagement was Gospel Explosion at Cecil College, and from there we got invitations to sing at different churches, and we've been up to a lot of different places, so we're blessed.
Okay. And now you did say this, that you call it a ministry. So do both of you consider yourselves individually and as a duo ministers of music? And if so, why?
We do, because we use our musical gifts to uplift and encourage, but at the same time, we're sharing the love of Jesus through our music. And we're also on the praise and worship team at our church. So because of those responsibilities, and actually I would call it more of a calling, we take our ministry very seriously. So I definitely say we are ministers of music.
Right, and I agree. When did you know that you were called to do this? You said you started in 2001. Was there any experience that you've had individually or collectively as a child or anything like that that said, hey, this is what I'm called to do, to sing, period, and then the ministry aspect?
Yeah, actually, my mom and I were just talking about this, and she was telling me that when I was 8 years old that I came to her and just was very serious and, you know, came to her. She said, it was almost like there were tears in my eyes, and I said that I really thought that God wanted me to be a Christian singer.
Mm.
And so from that, she told me, just listen to all the Christian music you can, for your influence. And I actually used to love DeLeon and played her tape when I was a kid. And I still love her now. But
DeLeon Richards, right?
Yes.
Yes. She is awesome.
I actually didn't start playing the piano until I was 15 years old. But,
okay, so this is Farrah. I was just about to ask, is this Tiffany or Farrah? This is Farrah.
We do sound alike, yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I didn't actually start playing the piano until I was 15, but I would sing solos in church. And my first solo, actually, though, was when I was four years old. I don't remember it at all, but my mom said I got up there, and I wasn't scared at all, just went up there and just started singing in front of the whole church.
Wow.
So, but I'll give it to Tiffany. For me, it was a little bit different because I was, Farrah was really outgoing, and I was the complete opposite, very, very, extremely shy. It was harder for me to get up in front of people. In fact, I really wouldn't do it. And, you know, just even conversing with people, you know, at a certain age, I would freeze, it was pretty bad. And then I'd say when I was around, I think around 15, maybe, I remember we had a special minister at an out-of-town minister at our church, and he told everyone, if you want to be delivered from something, come up here. I'm going to pray for you. So I went up there, and he asked me what I wanted to be delivered from, and I said fear. And so he prayed for me, and, I didn't really feel anything. I just kind of was like, well, I'm just going to trust God. So, a couple months later, I was singing at my high school talent show. I guess I was a junior. So I was singing at the talent show, and then Farrah and I, shortly after that, we did our first song in church. I did my first solo. It was just, months later, it was a complete turnaround. And I haven't shut up since. She's not kidding. We can't get in my hand.
That is awesome.
So, I definitely, know that it was God that was working in me and changing me. And like I said, I know now what I'm supposed to do. And so we plan to keep on keeping on, I guess.
That is awesome. And listeners, when you hear the track that we're going to play tonight, you'll see just that they really do need to keep going on. They have an awesome sound, and they're very, very much so anointed. And you could probably, those of you who are consistently listening to different type of artists in the gospel music industry and CCM, you'll hear, you probably already hear in their voice, how, you guys know, as a vocalist, you have to speak a certain way to keep your voice. Mm-hmm. And then also as a musician and vocalist inside the gospel and Christian music industry, if you're genuine, your heart comes out when you speak, especially concerning this ministry. And I can hear it with you guys, and I know that our listeners can hear it as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, the next question is, and you guys have already talked about the initial experience, but can you give us an idea of some experiences, good and bad, that you've had as ministers of music?
Oh, should we start with the bad? Well, we've had a couple funny experiences when you look back on it, but at the time it really wasn't.
Yeah.
One time we were singing at a church, and we were standing in front of the monitors, so we couldn't really see what was going on. But apparently, one of the monitors caught fire right behind.
Oh my God.
And we were about to start singing, and people were looking at us like, oh, my God, you know. And we were like, what's going on? And we turned around, and they were trying to put out the fire in the monitor. That was a pretty funny experience, one that we'll remember forever. But
I could imagine.
And then we've had, like, classic, you know, you forget your words type of deal, you know, and that kind of, you think at the moment that it's bad, but, you know, it always turns out okay. But I mean, we've definitely had our share of interesting experiences, you know. But it's always fun, and we appreciate every opportunity to minister. So, yeah.
Now, what is a good experience that would match the fire experience? Now, was there ever a time where there was a fiery time that was going on in the service where people were moved by the Spirit that would match that fire experience? I had no idea that. Where was this happen that a speaker caught fire? Was it in Elton?
No, it was in Harford County, and I'm trying to remember what church it was at. I don't remember. I can't remember either.
It was Harford County. Wow. I've never heard about that one. I'm so shocked that I hadn't heard about that one. Now, was there a good experience that matched that one?
Actually, I don't even, you know, sometimes, like, the services that we go to and the timing of them blend together, because, we've been blessed to go to a lot of different places. So, you know, we apologize for not being more specific, but I remember one time, and this had to be maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, we sang at a women's conference, and I think we may have sang Alabaster Box, and I remember just, like, when we were ministering, and, you know, sometimes you just get so caught up, and I have a bad habit of just keeping my eyes closed, like, for most of the song. And I just remember feeling, like, the presence of God so strong. And, you know, when I opened my eyes and looked around, and people were just worshiping and praising, and I remember the lady that invited us came up to us afterwards, and she was just... she was just kind of in tears, and she's like, you know, you don't know how much what you do blesses the people, you know, in the mm-hmm. congregation. And she was just kind of sharing a little bit of her you know, testimony, and that's not a rare thing. Like, we've gotten that before, but that particular instance stands out to me just because of the presence of God and the power that we felt, and being in a conference with women, and you know, we're really open with each other and just sharing with each other. It was just really incredible.
Wow.
And you talk about fire, and I'd say, like, it was a fire of God just really moving in that time, for sure.
Now, you know, as you were speaking, that was Tiffany that was speaking, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting the hang of who's
eloquent speaker.
I wouldn't say that.
Who was the eloquent speaker?
No, I was saying Tiffany was.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you said so sweet. As you were talking, Tiffany, I was looking at my questions, and I was just thinking about the fact that a lot of musicians would have taken the opportunity of that last question to name drop, and neither of you did that. And let me tell you, listeners, these two have opened up for and sang with national persons, and they have not once named. Now, I'm going to pull on you for at least one name. If I understand correctly, you two had the opportunity to sing backup for Kirk Carr?
Yes.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
That was a really awesome experience because, you know, you listen to these people all the time on CD, you know, it's always in the future, all of our favorite gospel artists, and to actually meet them is just out of this world. But
yeah.
We're asked to he was doing a recording for Bobby Jones Gospel in D.C., and we were asked to come down and sing backup for the Kirk Carr and the Kirk Carr singers. So we were in the choir, but it was just an awesome experience, and we loved it. we loved it.
Yeah.
It just, I think it aired in March, at the end of March. But yeah, it was awesome.
And the repeat might be coming on again soon.
Yeah.
Check your local listing.
Yes, there you go. Yes, listeners, check your local listing and check that out definitely. But I just, as you were talking to me, I was like, wow, that question would have, you know, people name dropped, and I wouldn't expect you to do that because that's not your heart. But I was like, a lot of artists would have taken that opportunity, and you didn't say any names. That speaks volumes. So next question is, what are some words of wisdom that you would give to up-and-coming ministers of music and faith-based music professionals, as well as those who are currently active, or, you know, at the same caliber as you all?
I would say, like, we definitely encourage people to, of course, to pray and to read the Word, but to also seek God's will for their lives and always look to Him. You know, it's easy to look to people sometimes, but that's not the wisest thing to do because God will never lead you astray. And we also encourage people to practice.
Practice, practice.
To polish your skills. Like, you know, one thing Sarah and I kind of regret is that we don't practice as much as we'd like because we both have full-time jobs. And we're involved, you know, with our church ministry, and we're involved with our own ministry. So a lot of times we don't, you know, give ourselves as much time as we'd like to practice and to really, you know, polish up our skills. So that's something we're definitely working on ourselves, but we also encourage others to work on. And I would say, too, is to not compromise and to always to stand up for what you believe.
Stay humble.
Stay humble is a big thing. But just really trust God to, you know, if He's called you to do something, He's going to make a way for it. He's going to provide, make it happen. So just keep believing and don't try to do things on your own time. You know, just wait on God's time.
Right. That's exactly right. And listen, do you know that I like to do what I'm about to do now. I wanted to kind of piggyback on what you just said. That was Sarah, right?
Or no, that was Tiff. Yeah, that was
Tiffany. That was Tiffany. The last person that spoke was Tiffany. Oh, I'm not as good as I thought. what you just said concerning staying humble and moving on God's time, that's something that God has worked with me about. And